Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 21, Mizmor Tes, chapter 9. Lanatzeach Amus Labe Mizmor LeDavid. We'll be discussing the history, which takes a major role in understanding what is going on over here in the opening pasuk of this chapter. Lanatzeach Amus Labe Mizmor LeDavid. And the history is going to define the direction we're going to take in understanding what David Malach is teaching us. There are actually over a dozen different explanations on what is going on here in this chapter. Let's begin first with reading the first six psukim, and then we'll come back to understand this in greater detail. Lamnatzeach Amus Labein Mizmor LeDavid. So Lamnatzeach, we discussed numerous times already that David Malach wrote Tehillim, many of them for the conductor in the Beis Hamikdash to lead the choir. That's Lamnatzeach. Amus Labein are the words we have to come back to. Very difficult words. And these are where there are over a dozen Mefarshim who take different opinions on what these words mean. What we're going to do now is just translate it according to a major theme of the Rishonim. Rashi brings us down that Labain was a Rasha, he was a king who was conquering and killing different cities and countries. And David HaMelech was victorious over this Labain. And he writes this Mizmor, this song to Hashem, thanking Hashem for the success. Lanatzeach Amus on the death of Labain. Mizmor LeDavid. David HaMelech sings a song to Hashem. Now if you'll ask, you never heard of Labain any other time in Tanakh. So Rashi says, don't be skeptical to that, because sometimes you only find a person mentioned one time throughout Tanakh, and here's this one time, says Rashi. Lanatzeach Amus Labein Mizmor LeDavid. Pasuk Beis, Oida Hashem Cholibi. David HaMelech is thanking Hashem for all the past chasadim, the acts of chesed. Oida Hashem Cholibi. He's thanking Hashem for the things in the past. Asapra Kol Nifloisecho. But the Malmu explains, now he's going to speak about Hashem's wonders in the future. Asapra kol nifloisecho. Esmicha ve'eltza bach. Azamra shimcha elyoin. Esmicha ve'eltza. There's a double expression of joyous occasion here. Esmicha ve'eltza. I'm extremely happy. Thank you, Hashem. Why? Because bach. Because you saved me. We discussed numerous times in the past. Bach, beis chaf, is 22. 22 letters of the aleph beis. Esmicha ve'eltza bach. I rejoice, bach, in the Torah itself, because the salvation comes through Lima Torah. Azamra Shimcha Elyon, I will sing to your great name. Bishuv oivai achor yikoshlu v'yoivdu miponecha. When my enemies will retreat, bishuv oivai achor, when my enemies will go backwards, run away, yikoshlu v'yoivdu miponecha, they should stumble and be destroyed, v'yoivdu and get lost and lose miponecha from before you. Because you, Hashem, you took up my cause and you took revenge on my behalf. You sat on the throne of justice. You sat on the throne of the judge, tzedek, and you judged me righteously. And you took revenge upon my enemies. Pasuk Vav is a pasuk we're going to come back to. Ga'artu goyim. Generally speaking, we're going to see this towards the end of the shir. Surprised Hashkacha Pratis that we just had the Yontif of Purim, how this pasuk is going to connect to Purim. And we're saying here how Hashem destroys Ibad to Rasha, the Rasha, the evil one, and he wipes out their name. We'll discuss who this is towards the end of the shir. Let's go back now. Who is David HaMelech referring to? Amus Labein. So we discussed already there was a Melech, there was a king who was conquering and destroying until he came across David HaMelech, and David HaMelech is thanking Hashem. Oida Hashem Cholibi. He's thanking Hashem with all of his heart for the victory over this Labein. Others learn this is Golius. We're not going to get into all the details how that is. Labain is novel. The Rishonim also tell us that Labain is novel. Novel is discussed in Shmuel, in Sefer Shmuel, David HaMelech did an act of chesed, and he watched over Novel's, he protected Novel's, the sheep. And David then needed food. Novel refused to give David and his men food. Lamed Beis Nun is the letters of Novel backwards, because Novel acted in a way that's not becoming of a regular person. He was kofui toiv. If someone does an act of chesed for you and to you, you have to show appreciation. Novel did not show the appreciation. So that's why the letters of his name are backwards. It's not Nun Beis Lamed, it's Nun, it's Lamed Beis Nun. Lametzech Amus Labein, David HaMelech is writing this mizmor, thanking Hashem for saving him, because David wanted to actually kill Novel. And he didn't. Avigail, Novel's wife, who David later married, Avigail held David back from killing Novel. And then it was during a Aseres Yimei Tshuva that Novel got very sick, and he had the chance to do tshuva and he didn't. Lametzech Amus Labein, David HaMelech is thanking Hashem for saving him from killing Novel. And we see from here also a person who is kofui toiv, a person who doesn't show appreciation. Someone does you an act of chesed, we have to show appreciation. The worst thing one can do is be kofui toiv and to not show appreciation for someone who does chesed to us. There are two more pshatim I want to share with you before we get to a main pshat that we'll focus on even more. In some of the texts of Tehillim, you'll notice there's a hyphen when it says Al Mus. And some of the Mefarshim explain that really is Alomois. It's referring to worlds. Like the world, like the word Ha'olam. We make a bracha Melech Ha'olam. Hashem is the king of the world. What is the shayrish of the word Olam, world? The shayrish of the word Olam is Helam, is hidden. We don't see physically Hashem in the world. The Medrash tells us there was a person who was walking, he sees this beautiful bira, beautiful palace. And all of a sudden this bira gets on fire and starts burning down to the ground. And the person's trying to understand what's going on over here. Behind this palace comes out the Bala Bira. And he says, I'm in charge over here. It's my palace and I'm burning it down. That's the Medrash. We don't understand how Hashem runs the world. Every time you make a bracha, Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam. Hashem is the melech, the king of the world. When we say the word ha'olam in the bracha, we can mechazik ourselves, strengthen ourselves. I don't see how Hashem runs the world, and I can't understand how Hashem runs the world. But I know Hashem is the Baal Abira. Hashem is the one who's in charge of the world. Over here, Lametzech Alomois, Labein, Mizmor LeDavid. This is another pshat when Farshim explain, Alomois, referring to the world, that Hashem created this world, Laben, for the son, for Hashem's son. We are called Hashem's children. Lametzech Alomois Laben. Why did Hashem put us here? To become loven, become white, to become clean, clean of any chatoim. That's a nice segue into what the Chida brings from the Arizal. The Chida brings from the Arizal that this Laben is actually Lavan. Says the Arizal, why are we, David HaMelech, writing a mizmor about Lavan? Lavan is a Rosh Merusha, one of the worst people that ever lived. In fact, in the Haggadah, we read, Lavan bikesh la'akor es hakol. Lavan desired to destroy all of Klai Yisrael. Bikesh la'akor, to uproot es hakol. All of our, he wanted us to intermarry. We wouldn't have any shaychus, any relationship to Hashem. The Arizal explains that what Lavan did, the Ramban says this as well, as he took Eliezer Eved Avram out of a status of Arur into a status of Baruch. Eliezer was from Canaan. Canaan was a cursed people. And he, when he said Baruch Atah, He made him into now a status of Baruch. Explains the Arizal, that act of Chesed that Lavan did, but to put Eliezer in a state of Baruch, David HaMelech is acknowledging this Chesed. La Natseach Almus Labein Mizmur LeDavid is a reference to Lavan, says the Arizal. It's a very powerful aside, very powerful lesson we can learn out from here. If Lavan Arosha is getting a reward like this, Alach Haskam V'Kam, how much more so? A person who follows in the ways of Hashem, he learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, he does chesed, he davin, says Tehillim, thinks about other people. How much more so we see that if Hashem will give reward to Lavan, Hashem does not hold the reward back from any single person. If someone does something good, he will receive reward for it. We have an animam which we say every single day. Animamim be'emunah shleima. Shabari yizbarach shemoi goymel toiv l'shem mitzvaysav. Hashem does good for those who fulfill, who guard his mitzvahs. L'metzeich amus labein mizmor l'david. When we say these words, we can mechazik ourselves that even though we don't receive the reward now, just like Lavan HaRasha received the reward, how much more so those who do the will of Hashem? Goyim will toy the Shem mitzvahs, Hashem will give good to those who guard His mitzvahs. We now come to another pshat. What does it mean, L'metzeach Amus Labein? And this is one of the main point I want to share with you and focus on tonight. The Alshich HaKadosh and others as well, they say that David HaMelech is writing a mizmar, Almus Labein, is referring to his ben, his son that died. What's going on over here? Let's understand. Let's go to Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tes Zayin. David HaMelech, there's a mice of David and Bathsheba, which is not for now. Bathsheba became pregnant and she had a child. This child was deathly sick. And the topic we're discussing now is a sensitive topic, and David HaMelech teaches us these lessons throughout Sefer Tehillim. This child was dying. For 7 days, he was davening and davening that this child should get better. He wasn't eating. And we see in the Pasuk, in Ashrei, which Mr. Hashem will learn later on in Tehillim, Toiv Hashem lakol v'rachmov al kol ma'asov. Toiv Hashem lakol. What do the words mean? Hashem is good to all. V'rachmov, and His mercy, al kol ma'asov, and all of His actions, all of His creations. The Mefarshim, the Radak, explains how to understand the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we should behave in life in the world that Hashem gave us. If Rachmanu Litzlan, if God forbid, there's a tragedy that's in front of us to deal with, do we say, okay, that's the Gezeira, that's what Hashem says, and I just accept it? And the answer is, not really, sort of. Toiv Hashem Lakol. Number one is, yes, we accept this is a gzera from Hashem. That's step number one. Hashem knows what He's doing. Hashem is good. Toiv Hashem lakol. But the Radak explains David HaMelech's behavior, v'rachamov al kol ma'asov. Hashem wants us to say, you can change the gzera. You can do something about it. You can daven. You can improve your ways. You can do mitzvahs better. You can do tshuva, and the gzera can change. The maisa was, the child was dying, and David is davening, and davening, and fasting, and fasting. And then, after the child dies, his soldiers, David's soldiers, are watching this whole episode, are very confused. He gets up, he washes his face, and he goes back to daily life. And they said, we don't understand. It should be the other way around. Now is the time to start crying. Now is the time to start mourning. The child just passed away. Explains the Radak. On the pasuk of Mahadavar Azashir Sisa, the soldiers ask, "What is this that you did?" When the child was alive, Tsamsa, you fasted and you cried. The Kasher Mesa Yelid, Kamto V'Toicha Lechem, you got up and you ate bread. Explains the Radak on the pasuk. When the child was sick, I was crying, I was fasting, derech tefillah, I was davening to Hashem. Just like a person davens for a sick person. But after he passed away, why should I fast anymore? David said back to a soldier, should I daven for a person who's not alive that he should live again? This is the lesson David Melech is teaching us. Once again, each person has their own peccal in life, their own package Hashem gives us to deal with. David HaMelech is teaching us, Toiv Hashem Lakol. We don't understand Hashem's ways. Just like a little child who's sneaking chocolate and the parent finds it, takes away the chocolate, little two-year-old kicking and screaming, doesn't understand why the parent is so mean and took away all that chocolate. But we know, the parent knows. You can't have too much chocolate, get sick. We can't understand Hashem's ways. Toiv Hashem Lakol. That we can know. We can know Hashem is good to all. The Rachamov Al-Komasov explains the Radak. We can do something about it. We have to do something about it. We have to daven. We have to say Tehillim. Improve our ways. Do tshuva. Chesed. Whatever we can do, we have to do. The Rachamov Al-Komasov. Whatever the outcome is, that's beyond Hashem. But the lesson we're being taught over here. L'matzeich amus labein. Labein is the ben, is the son that was born, that first child that was born with from Bathsheba. As an aside, why is it that David HaMelech davened for the son so much? Of course, it was his child, but he saw Baruch HaKodesh, that this child could be Mashiach Tzidkenu. David HaMelech saw this child could be Mashiach. But when Hashem said no, he accepted Hashem's psak, Hashem's conclusion, and he got up, he washed himself off, and he went on with his life. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Mishnah says that when the Yid is bitzar, when the Jew is in pain, Hashem is in pain. It's a fabulous, fascinating Mishnah. Who's the Mishnah talking about? That if a person is in pain, Hashem is in pain. The Mishnah is talking about a person who is going to be killed because he committed a crime of capital punishment, of Dalet Misas Bezdin, Skila Sreif Heg V'Chenek. And the Mishnah is telling us that Hashem says, my arm hurts, my head hurts, you're in pain, I'm in pain. Not because a tzaddik is in pain, because a rasha is in pain. What is the Mishnah teaching us? Besides the main halach of the Mishnah is teaching us how much Hashem loves us. If Hashem is in pain, when the Rasha is going to be killed to get his tshuva, his kapara, how much more so Hashem is with us. Hashem hears and feels our pain as well. I just saw this morning Siyata Shemaya from Mendel Milinsk, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, and he says, She'ikir HaYeshua Ba Mishmira Sachukim. The main Yeshua, the salvation, person needs a Yeshua, comes from a person keeping the chukim. Keeping the chukim, those mitzvahs which we don't understand any reason to it. And it's Mida Kinegan Mida. Ki Aldei Sheshem Chayk Ozakosh Baruch Mesnaik Imoi Bidere Chayk Belitam. And he explains because a person keeps the chukim. He doesn't ask any questions. Hashem says, I'm going to bring the Yeshua without any questions also. It's going to come from, before we know it, the Yeshua could come from anywhere. In the schus of a person keeping the chukim. I just want to conclude with Pasuk Vav. We're still in the Purim spirit. And Pasuk Vav talks about Purim. Ga'arta goyim, ibadata rasha, shma machisa li'olam va'ed. Ga'arta goyim, you destroyed the nation. Ibadata rasha, you got rid of the evil one. Shma machisa, the name you erased, li'olam va'ed, forever and ever. The Chidah and others explain that this Pasuk was referring to Amalek. This pasuk is referring to Amalek. Ga'art goyim is referring to Amalek. Machisa, shma machisa lo'ilam v'ed. Just like we have a mitzvah, which is read in Parashat Zohar, to destroy and eradicate the name of Amalek. Ibadet to Rasha. You got rid of the Rasha. The Rasha was Esav. Esav, the grandfather. The source where Amalek comes from. Says the Chidah, how does it work? How can we get rid of Amalek? It depends upon us to do back, to do a tshuva shleima, to come back to Hashem. To learn Torah and do the mitzvahs. That's how we get rid of Amalek. Then Amalek will be humbled. Then in the Shemayim, Hashem will help us to eradicate Amalek. There's a mistake people make. They think that the enemies of Klal Yisrael, they have power, they have this, they have that. That's a mistake. We see over here, they have no power. Kishazek comes then noifel. We have the ability to destroy Amalek. What do we have to do? We have to do a tshuva shleima, lilmei Torah, vekiyam mitzvos. Learn Torah, do mitzvahs with our tshuva shleima. Then the angel of Esau will be humbled. Just like Yaakov Avinu fought with that Malach, and he was victorious. What happened to the Avos, the forefathers, that happened to us as well. Just like Yaakov was victorious, so too we will be victorious as well. But we have to do our part. But when we don't do our part, that's how we fuel their energy. We fuel the energy of Amalek. We fuel the energy of the Rishayim. When we don't do our mitzvahs, they get stronger. That's what the pasuk is teaching us over here. Ga'art goyim, gimel ayin reish is the Rashi Tevois, is the acronym for reishis goyim Amalek. Amalek is the first nation. Ga'art goyim, the first nation that came to fight against us when we left Mitzrayim. This is the way to be victorious over Amalek. Our lima Torah, when we learn, when we do mitzvahs, when we do tshuva, we weaken the Tsar of Amalek. We weaken Amalek, and that's how we can become victorious. Just a short review of what we learned here. Lametzech Amus Labein. We said there are over a dozen different pshatim, what Labein is, what this means. We said Labein was the Melech that David killed. It could be Goliath. Naval didn't show appreciation, the importance of showing appreciation. Alomois, the hiddenness of Hashem. Melech ha'olam, have kavanah when you make a bracha. I will tell you personally, for me, that's a big chizuk. When I say Melech ha'olam, Hashem is the king of the world, and I think to myself, ha'olam, that's the hidden, I don't understand how Hashem is running the world, and it's not for me to understand. That, for me, is a personal chizuk. Then we said, Lavan, Labein is Lavan, because of the chesed that Lav and Arusha did by taking Eliezer Ever Avram out of the status of being cursed. David mentions him over here in this Mizmor. How much more so a person who learns Torah and does mitzvahs and chesed and says Tehillim, Hashem will reward this person, as we say in Ani Mamin. And the very important lesson, Toiv Hashem Lakol V'Rachma V'Akomasov, of the Ben that died. We first accept this is the Ratzon Hashem. That's step number one. But Hashem says you can change it. Perhaps you can change it. Davin, do tshuva. And that's another way to destroy Amalek. Thank you for joining. I wish everyone yeshuas, refuas, simchas, bracha v'atzlacha. Thank you for listening.